Now the business news with Charles Bickford.
Thank you, Corin Atamare. In the business news this morning, big changes for KiwiSaver default providers, pandemic-proof businesses command top dollar, and the latest from the financial markets. Well, changes to default KiwiSaver funds kick in from tomorrow, with fewer providers and default funds becoming more aggressive. Among the changes, default fund members will have their KiwiSaver savings moved into a balanced fund from the existing defensive conservative fund. A default member is someone who hasn't made an active choice about where to invest and it's been done on their behalf. The head of the Financial Services Council, Richard Clippen, says people shouldn't worry as everything is taken care of, but he encourages everyone to make sure it's right for them.
KiwiSaver today sits at about $90 billion in total. The last 12 months, it's grown by 19%. And so as a system, it's really becoming a key part of how New Zealanders build and create wealth. And so that's why these changes are important. And that's why it's important that people kind of take note, know where they're investing, know who their KiwiSaver provider is.
Richard Clippen says it's best to be engaged and make active choices. And people who are affected will be contacted by Inland Revenue, who look after these things. Well, it's a seller's market for small businesses that have shown themselves to be COVID-proof, with some firms commanding premium prices. ABC Business Sales says the number of deals done over the past 6 months is up 15% on a year ago, and prices are up by a similar amount. Managing Director Chris Small says much like the housing market, demand for small businesses has outstripped available listings. He says those firms that have proven to be immune to the effects of lockdowns are in hot demand.
Healthcare is always very attractive. So we've got a team that specialises in selling aged care. It's very attractive given where New Zealand's demographic is in regards to, you know, everyone's getting older. Online businesses are very popular, especially ones where you can work from home. So if we get any of those on the market, they sell very quickly. So people have come to that realisation that they can actually run a business quite seamlessly from home.
Kasmal says people who are in the market to buy are a mix of people looking to switch careers, manage their own businesses. There are some investors there, and there are also firms looking to make complementary acquisitions. Well, small property investors will probably find do-it-yourself tax filing difficult this year, and they may need the help of an advisor or two. A recent survey by Chartered Accountants and Tax Management Associations has found members aren't confident about the tax changes covering residential investment property, which has been gradually introduced over the past 9 months and still to be finalised. Accountants tax leader John Cuthbertson says more than 90% of residential property investors own fewer than three properties, and they are usually do-it-yourselfers when it comes to filing their taxes.
Majority of them will not have a tax advisor. They will do it themselves. So even though the legislation is quite complicated in terms of some of the formulas, you would hope that the guidance will be stripped back and easy to understand. The complications arise where people have several properties and they might be within the whole gambit of these interest limitation rules.
John Cuthbertson from the Association of Accountants, Australia and New Zealand. Well, let's have a look at financial markets now, and it's all on the up, a rebound after Friday's big sell-off. Fears about Omicron they haven't gone away, but they're certainly diminished. So the S&P 500 is up 1.6%. Dow Jones is up 1%. NASDAQ, tech stocks particularly in demand, up 2.1%. Our own top 50 index trimmed its losses. It's still down, it will close down at 100 points, about 0.75%. New Zealand dollar still remains on the soft side, clinging to 68 US cents. At one stage it was at a 12-month low, below 68 overnight. 95.4 Australian, 51.1 British pence, 0.603 euro, 77.3 Japanese yen, and 4.34 yuan. Brent crude oil also on the rebound, up 3%, $2.20 to $75 a barrel. Gold is down $9 at $1,783 an ounce. Elsewhere in the business news this morning, the super fund's been ranked amongst the world's most responsible investors. A combined study done by Tufts University and Responsible Asset Allocator Initiative has listed the super fund as one of the 30 highest rated sovereign wealth and government pension funds around the world when it comes to investing on ESG principles. And Air New Zealand says it will only sell tourist activities and attractions through its website that adhere to strict environmental guidelines. Tourism firms looking to offer their services on the airline's website will have to have a Qual Mark endorsement. We'll be back around 8:30. Update the numbers and any breaking news for you.